On Mix 97 at 7:45, talking self-control and how important it is. Dr. Julie Galthorpe with us on this Wednesday morning. Julie, we've all seen kids who seem to have no self-control, whether they're at school or in restaurants or out in the community. Some kids have a hard time following basic expectation. What's going on?
Well, Sean, this is not a new issue. Think back to when you were a kid. Were there not people in your classes that had trouble with self-control? It's just that the response from adults was different. It was more punitive. That's not better. It was just different.
Okay.
So I would say there's nothing new going on other than we're not instilling a sense that young people need to have self-control in the same way. So one example would be when a student, and this is, I've heard this quite a bit. So when a student has difficulty, we often use language such as, you know, what can we do to correct this rather than what are you going to do to improve this situation? So certainly there's a benefit to the we in that that young person does not see themselves alone. But the fallout is that there's no sense that I have to make this change. I am responsible for me.
You know, it's important for kids to see themselves as responsible for their behavior, considering today is Anti-Bullying Day across Canada, rather that we're all in this together.
Yeah, like I said, it's not that we approach does not have some benefit. Okay. So when, you know, when people are struggling, kids or adults, to be able to say, you know, we're all in this and we're all working toward this, it certainly gives a sense that you have allies and people to help you. But we also need to develop trust and confidence in that we are capable of self-control. So we can understand why some children or people have more difficulty with this, but ultimately we all grow up and need to have some ability to self-regulate. So that focus also on, I need to make this change for me. We need to instill that.
Yeah, well, this is not surprising, given that the people who have better self-regulation tend to take better care of themselves. But you said that teaching kids self-control makes them happier adults.
Yes, there was a recent study, and it was done in New Zealand, but it was also other universities involved, so not just in New Zealand. But they tracked 1,000 people from birth to the age of 45. And the investigators found that kids who were goal-oriented and better able to restrain their thoughts, behavior, and emotions also turned out to have healthier bodies and brains by the time they hit middle age. So researchers found that people with self-control, they were also biologically younger. They had greater health. They had financial and social reserves as they aged. They had less crisis in their lives, and their response to problems was more thoughtful. So my thought is it's likely that people feel the benefits of self-control because they are able to delay gratification. They can put the hard work in without needing immediate payoff. And that's what we try to teach kids as they're growing up.
Back with Dr. Julie Galthorpe for moments here on The Mix. It's 7:48.
This hour on Mix 97 is brought to you by Laura Lynn Tripp, sales representative.